Hello and welcome back to Mama Rosalind's Place, a place where all are welcome. So come on in, sit back, relax, and stay for a while. Each Tuesday, I will share with you a different story or two. These stories are my interpretations of some of my favorite stories. Today, I will share one of my original stories. I created this story around one of my favorite Chinese songs, Mo Li Hua. I hope that you all enjoy it. Today's story is entitled, Yi Er Sun. This story takes place a long time ago, when animals could talk. Wait, you didn't know that animals can talk? Well, they can't now, but that's a different story for a different day. Once there was a mother cat that had three male kittens. Mama cat would often start her day with a song.
How yi duo mei li de mo li hua, how yi duo mei li de mo li hua, fen feng mei li meng zhi ya, you xiang you bai ren ren nai.
And as she sang, she began to make breakfast for her kittens. As she began sitting breakfast at the table, she calls her kittens, Yi, Er, San. It's time for breakfast, my loves. Please wash your faces and your paws, then come and eat your breakfast. The kittens come to the table and begin to eat. E and R look at their baby brother and begin to nod their heads. San clears his throat and nervously asks their mother if they can go to the city and visit their friends, Rabbit and Squirrel. Mama Cat looks at all her kittens one by one, and then she asked San if his brothers told him to ask her this. San, being the baby, doesn't notice his brothers shaking their heads no, and he quickly says,
Yes, Mama. They said, since I'm the baby, you won't tell me no.
E and R quickly bow their heads. Mama Cat looks at all of her kittens and laughs. She tells them that yes, they can travel to the city, but they must make sure that they return home before it's dark, so they can eat dinner as a family with their father when he returns from work. Then she looks at R and San, and she tells them to listen to their older brother, E. San quickly says, Yes, Mama. R does not answer. Mama looks at him sternly, and he reluctantly says,
Yes, Mama.
You see, R doesn't understand why he has to listen to E. He's only 1 year older. He's not even very fast. I can run way faster than him, thinks R. The kittens finish their breakfast, and Mama Cat prepares their lunch for them to take with them. She hugs and kisses each of her kittens as she hands them their lunch, and she warns them to be mindful and to stay clear of the construction site leading to the city. She also reminds R and San to listen to E. As E, R, and San started on their journey, they began to play tag and run after each other. E, being the oldest, told his younger siblings to slow down and be careful. R, who was only a year younger than E, didn't really like listening to his older sibling, and because of this, R sometimes rebelled. Just as San began to listen and slow down, R sped up and left them both behind, which made E and San both chase after him. R couldn't stand the fact that E was always trying to boss him. He felt that he was just as mature as E. As he began to run faster and faster, he turned to see where his siblings were. San was right on his heels, and E was fastly catching up to them. R could hear E yelling, Slow down! Slow down! Be careful! E was not the boss of him. So R continued to run, and he began to run even faster. And as he turned around, he saw one of the sick construction sites that his mother had warned him about. But it was too late. R fell into the hole, and right behind him was San. San tried to avoid the hole, but like R, he was too late. They both tumbled down the hole. When E reached his younger siblings, his heart sank. He knew that the hole was too deep for him to just reach in and grab them. E quickly began looking around for something that he could use to help them. He couldn't find anything. E paused by the hole and he began to cry. He was the oldest, and he felt that it was his job to protect his siblings. He felt that they were his responsibility. Arn saw and heard their big brother crying. They'd never heard E cry. This caused the youngest son to begin to cry. Arr felt terrible. This was all his fault. His brother said, I'm so sorry. It's all my fault. San and I wouldn't be in this hole if it weren't for me. Then Arr began to cry. One thing E could not stand was to hear his brother's cry. E wiped his own tears and told his brothers not to worry because he was going to find a way to get them out. E moved away from the hole and began to pray. God, you know that I love my brothers. Please show me how to get them out. Please, Father, help me. As soon as E opened his eyes and finished his prayer, Mr. Fox, the head of the construction crew, and all of his workers returned from their lunch break. Mr. Fox looked at E and said, Son, you need to leave this area. It's very dangerous here. E explained to Mr. Fox that he needed help retrieving his brothers from the hole. Mr. Fox gathered his workers, and they all helped to retrieve the two brothers and get them to safety. The brothers thanked the workers, and they all decided to return home instead of going any farther. As the three brothers began to return home, R turned to E and apologized. E hugged his younger brother and said, It's okay. Just please be more careful. As the boys entered their home, they saw their father at the kitchen sink washing his hands. They each hugged their father as Mama Cat placed their dinner on the table. They all said their grace. Then Father asked his sons, So, how was your day, boys? The kittens shared their adventure of the day with their parents. The end. Well, my friends, I hope that you enjoyed today's story and that you'll join us again for another adventure next week. If you would like to contact me, I can be reached at mamaroslyns@gmail.com. That's mamaroslyns@gmail.com. I would like to leave you with this. You are the artist of your life. Don't hand the paintbrush to anyone else. As always, until next time, be blessed.